My chief opponents, comma, the mayor of Cambridge and Mayor Curley's secretary, followed the old practice of not starting until about 2 months before the election period. By then, I was ahead of them. In 1952, I worked a year and a half ahead of the November election. Comma, Senator Lodge, a year and a half before Senator Lodge did. Period, I'm following the same, I follow the same, I am following the same practice now, period. I believe most aspirants for public office start much too late, period. When you think of the money that Coca-Cola and Lucky Strike put into advertising day after day, even though they have well-known brand names, you can realize how difficult it is to become an identifiable political figure. Period. The idea that people can get to know you well enough to support you in 2 months or 3 months is wholly wrong. Period. Most of us do not follow politics and politicians. Period. We become interested only around election time. For the politician to make a dent in the consciousness of the great majority of the people is a long and laborious job, comma, particularly in a primary where you don't have the party label to help you. Once I did start, I worked really hard, comma, trying to get the support of the non-professionals, who are much more ready to commit themselves early than the traditional politicians, period. I did the same. In my opinion, the principle for winning a ward fight or congressional fight rarely is the same as winning a presidential fight. And the most important ingredient is a willingness to submit yourself to long, long, long labor. Period, paragraph. Halfway through that campaign, the mayor of Cambridge offered me the job of his secretary if I withdrew, and he won, period. I refused, period. Finally, after a tough fight, I won with a generous margin. Paragraph. And almost immediately, comma, politics lived up to the great expectations I had for it as a profession, period. First thing I did in Congress was to become the junior Democrat on the Labor Committee. At the time, we were considering the Taft-Hartley bill, period. I was against it, comma. And one day in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, I debated the bill with a junior Republican on that committee who was for it, dot, dot, dot. His name was Richard Nixon, period. And now here we are debating again 14 years later, period, paragraph. Why does a politician continually raise his sights and leave a job that represented complete satisfaction at one time for a higher position? Question. Paragraph. Part of the reason lies in the normal desire to move ahead, comma. Comma. The motion, the motivation that moves the world, that helps move the world, semicolon. Perhaps a more important part lies in the recognition that that a greater opportunity to determine the direction in which the nation world will go lies in higher office. The scope and power are bigger. Barrier. When I was in the House, I was especially interested in my district, comma, in Boston, in the future, in the navigation, for example, of Boston Harbor, period. I still am, period. But in the House, you are one of 435 members, period. You have to be there many, many years before you get to the hub of influence, comma, or even have to do, or have an opportunity to play any role on substantive matters. After I'd been in the House for 6 years, I made up my mind that there was a greater opportunity to function in the United States Senate. period, I prepared to move on. Paragraph. In the same way, during my years in the Senate, I've come to understand that the presidency is the ultimate source of action, period. The Senate is not. It may have been in 1840, comma, but it isn't today. Take the labor bill, comma, for instance, period. In 1958, I had worked for 2 years on that bill. President Eisenhower made one 15-minute speech, which had a decisive effect on the House in a direction, decisive effect on the House, period. 2 years versus one 15-minute speech, period. I worked 2 years on a proposal to send a... I worked for a year on a proposal to send an economic mission to India, comma. The State Department opposed it, comma. It was defeated. It was defeated in the conference, period. I worked for a year on a bill to change the Battle Act to allow a greater economic trading with countries behind the Iron Curtain, such as Poland, period. The president withdrew his support on the day of the vote, period, comma, period. We were defeated by one vote, period. All of the things that we, that you become interested in doing, comma, the president can do and the Senate cannot, comma, particularly in the area of foreign policy, period. There is, in fact, much less than meets the eye in the Senate frequently, period. The administration controls, in my opinion today, and in the administration, it's the president who controls and who can affect results. While we play on the vital issues of national security, defense, and foreign policy a secondary role in the United States Senate. Paragraph, the president, comma, all public officials, comma, today face serious and sophisticated problems unheard of in the 19th century, when national, where the national, where political leaders dealt for several generations with the problems of the development of the West, comma, the slavery, comma, tariff, and the currency. Today, politics has become infinitely complicated, comma. One day we deal with the labor law, comma, the next with the significant matters of foreign policy, comma, following day with the fiscal and monetary policy, comma, the next day with the problems of which new weapons should we put our emphasis on, period. Paragraph. With the new complexity and intensity of political problems, I think the politics and politicians have changed, period. The hail fellow, well-met extrovert, is passing from the political scene, period. A good many of the politicians I know in the Senate are quiet and thoughtful men, comma. Certainly not extroverts, period. Paragraph, a successful politician today must communicate, must have and communicate a sense of intelligence and integrity. And he must be willing to work, period. Period. Money helps, comma, of course, period. It is desirable for anyone to have financial security in whatever they do, comma. But it is certainly not an essential for success, period. The fact is that people with private resources who've succeeded in politics are comparatively rare. Most of them do not go into politics, comma, and for some who have, money has been a hazard, period. In any case, this is not the decisive question, and I think our history has demonstrated this very clearly. Franklin Roosevelt had some personal resources. Lincoln did not. They were both successful political leaders and great presidents. In looking back, I would say that I've never regretted my choice of professions, even though the future today, even though I cannot know what the future will bring. I hope all Americans, men and women, regardless of what may be their chosen profession, will consider giving some of their life to the field of politics. Winston Churchill once said, "Democracy is the worst form of government, except for all the other systems that have been tried." Period. It is certainly the most demanding. It requires more from us all than any other system. Period. Particularly in these days when the watchfires of the enemy can't burn bright, I think all of us must be willing to give ourselves to this, some of ourselves, to this most exacting, to the most exacting discipline of self-government. Period. The magic of politics is not the panoply of office. The magic of politics is participating on all levels of national life in an affirmative way, of determining, of playing a small role in determining whether freedom will not only endure, whether, in Mr. Faulkner's words, freedom will not only endure, but also prevail.